Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. We're still in Texas, visiting our grand sugars, getting some rest. Hallelujah. Anyhow, you got me again today. My fine wife will be joining me back again on the weekend. So hallelujah. What a great joy seeing Abby and Chris. And there's three sugars, Sophia, Symphony, and Georgie. This is a happy Poppy, and there's a happy Mimi also with me. Okay, today's teaching is going to be, are you the man with the picture? Are you the man with the picture? How do you want to be known? Saved, successful, effective steward, great spouse, visionary, excellent parent, wonderful son, or daughter. The list could go on and on. Frankly, I'd like to be known as all these things, except the daughter. But I also like to be known as the man with the picture. Mark 14:12, classic Amplified. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when as was customary, they killed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you wish us to go and prepare the Passover supper for you to eat?" See, this was a significant day in the life of Jesus. It's the last time that he would share a meal with his disciples before his arrest, persecution, and crucifixion. Mark 14:13 through 16, classic Amplified. And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city. A man carrying an earthen jar or a pitcher of water will meet you. Follow him. And whatever house he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where's my guest room where I may eat the Passover supper with my disciples?' And he will himself show you a larger upper room furnished with carpets and with dining couches properly spread and ready. There, prepare for us." Then the disciples set out, came to the city, and found everything just as he told them. And they prepared the Passover. Now, this is a significant passage of Scripture with a life-changing, destiny-shaping revelation. And I want to talk about it. And that's the seven ways for you to be the person with the picture. Number one, be a divine connection. At this particular time in history, men did not normally carry earthen jars or pitchers of water. Women did. The only way men carried water was in large animal skins, usually atop a donkey. Some would ask, why was this man carrying water? Well, was his wife sick, disabled, or dead? Probably not, because he would have his children carry the water. Perhaps his world had came crashing down to where he was a servant in another man's house. But I think that's a stretch. The man was carrying the pitcher of water so that he could easily be identified in a large city like Jerusalem. Unknowingly, this man became a divine connection, facilitating the plan of God. He was in the right place at the right time by divine connection. The question for each of us, Are we positioned to be a divine connection? You ever had some extra money come in your hands just in time to be a blessing to somebody else? I can remember a lot of times, but I specifically remember 30 plus years ago when my fine wife Bev suggested we send money to some single mothers. These women had no idea who the money came from. Several days after mailing the letter, Bev overheard one of the women telling somebody else, with tears in her eyes, how the money came through the mail just in time for her to buy some medicine that her son desperately needed. We became a divine connection to bless God. Every time we bless others in God's direction, we become a kingdom connection. God wants to bless us so we can be a blessing to others. 2 Corinthians 9:8 2 Corinthians 9:8, Classic Amplified. And God is able to make all grace, earthly favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances, and whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Number two, be a servant. Greatness is not measured by public perception, but rather a deliberate decision to serve others as God directs you. Mark 9:35. And he sat down and called the 12 and saith unto them, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. It's important to remember that Jesus spoke these words in verse 35, just after his disciples had been arguing about who would be the greatest in the kingdom after he was gone. Now, the word servant in verse 35 is the Greek word G1249, and it means one who executes the commands of another, a master, a servant, attendant, minister, the servant of a king, a deacon, one by virtue of the office assigned to him by the church, cares for the poor, has charge of and distributes money collected for their use. A study of the other scriptures in which we find that same word reveals that Jesus is telling his disciples that if they want to be a leader, a minister to people, they must be willing to what the Spirit is saying and obey it ahead of their own desires. Matthew 20:26. But it shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. Again, that Greek word is found 31 times in 29 verses, King James Version of the Bible. And the terms servant and minister are used interchangeably. And that's what I believe the man with the picture was doing, being a servant. Number three, be a leader. There are defining moments in our lives when we step into a position of leadership, knowingly and sometimes unknowingly. The man with the pitcher of water unknowingly led the way for the living water, Jesus, to serve the disciples and ultimately each of us. Whether you see yourself as a leader or not isn't really the issue. God created and endowed you with the seeds of greatness. He gave you the image of himself to be a leader in your own family, friends, church, business, life. If there was no other reason to be the leader God called you to be, there's a profound reason found in 1 Timothy 5, verses 17 and 18. 1 Timothy 5, 17 and 18, Message Bible. Give a bonus to the leaders who do a good job, especially the ones who work hard at preaching and teaching. Scripture says, don't muzzle a working ox, and a worker deserves his pay. Are you in your role as a leader? Are you willing to go the extra mile? I've said many times, and I think even on yesterday's program or the day before, that an issue is doing the right thing without being told to do it. Be ever ready to accept an assignment from God. It may seem meaningless or mundane, but we assure you, it's not in the scheme of things. Number four, be a facilitator. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the word facilitator means one that helps to bring about an outcome as learning and productive or communication by providing direct or unobtrusive assistance, guidance, or supervision. The man with the picture was being a facilitator, even without knowing the full impact of what he was doing or how he's being used. See, God wants each of us, everybody hear my voice, to be facilitators. Do you have a friend undergoing a difficult time because of a diagnosis from a doctor? Is going using you to speak a word in season? Are you being directed to send scriptural message that will encourage them in their most holy faith? If so, then you're being used of God to facilitate a healing. The same can be said if the adversity is financial, family, or otherwise. Perhaps God is using you as a witness to others to facilitate his plan for their lives and yours. Hallelujah. My father, who passed away 3 years, October 18th, in 95, he was a salvation facilitator. He made it his business to be used by God to change the outcome, the eternal destination of every person he met. Great man. Married, by the way, to a great woman. Ephesians 2:10. 2:10, New Living Translation. For we're God's masterpieces. He created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Being used of God to facilitate the good things he's planned for us is a blessed way to live. And I want to talk more about this, and I'm going to do that on tomorrow's call. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining in. I don't have enough time to finish it today, so I'm just going to find this spot to stop. We'll pick it up tomorrow. But until then, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.